I tell you this, Father Pater, because I refuse to mislead you or any other man as to my own stance upon this point. No man or woman can truly choose to serve God unless they are equally free to refuse to serve him, and God desires for his people to come to him clear-eyed and joyously, not cringing in terror of the Inquisition and the damnation of hell. I intend to make it clear to all that I refuse to abuse the power of this office to dictate to the consciences of priests or the laity. That way lies the very corruption and casual abuse of power in the name of God which has led us to this current break with the Council of Vicars. When Mother Church decides she may command whatever she desires of her children, then the feet of her priesthood are set firmly on the path into darkness. As Archbishop, at the head of the Church's hierarchy here in Corris, I may order policy, make decisions, and instruct both the episcopate and the priesthood, and, should those instructions be violated or ignored, I have the right and responsibility to remove those who cannot in conscience obey me from whatever offices they may hold within that hierarchy. But a priest is a priest forever, Father. Unless he be found incontestably guilty of sin and the misuse of his office, no man may take that office from him or deny him his vocation. Nor do I or any man have the right to excommunicate, torture, or kill any man or woman who simply does not or cannot believe that which I believe. Wilson said nothing for a moment, then he inhaled deeply. Your Eminence, I'm a servant of the Inquisition. I believe you must recognize that I've always attempted to exercise the powers of my office in a way which meets my pastoral responsibilities and tempers discipline with love and understanding. Yet I've dedicated my entire life, my faith in God, to Mother Church's responsibility to preserve God's children from corruption, not simply to convince them of what their action should be, but to protect them from the lures of Shan Wei by whatever means may be necessary. I realize that, Father. That's the very reason I've been so explicit in defining that doctrinal difference. I have a great respect for your personal faith and for your character, both as a man and as a priest. Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to see you become a part of the process of reforming the Church's abuses, all of her abuses, here in Corris and elsewhere. I fully recognize what a tower of strength you could become in that daunting task. But this isn't a cause upon which any man, be he ever so much a priest, can embark unless he feels confident that it's his cause and God's as well as mine. Do you feel that confidence, Father? I don't know, Wilson said simply, quietly, meeting Stainer's level gaze with eyes of clear, gray honesty. I know the abuses of which you speak, of which Archbishop Erak wrote, are real. I know what the Grand Inquisitor and Chancellor intended to happen to Corris, and I know it was wrong. Worse than wrong, it was evil, a betrayal of everything Mother Church is supposed to stand for and defend. Whatever else it might have been, I know it could not have been the will of God. Yet there's a great difference between agreeing that what they've done is wrong and agreeing that what you've done is right.